This is a listener-supported service of the School of Journalism and Strategic Media at the University of Arkansas, 91.3 KUAF. And this is Ozarks at Large for Friday afternoon, December 14th, 2018. I'm Kyle Kellums. We are in the final hours of our Season of Giving fundraiser at KUAF, a chance for you to contribute financially to your public radio station. You can call us at 800-522-5823 or go to supportkuaf.com. As a listener to KUAF, you understand the value of independent news and information to make your decisions about your day and help you understand the world and what's happening in it. Knowledge is valuable and worth paying for. Our contributing listeners make it possible for 91.3 to bring you all the programs that keep you so well informed. Listener support, the largest share of our funding. You can call us right now, 800-522-5823, or go to supportkuaf.com, and thanks. And with me from Little Rock on the telephone is Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. He's going to help us review the week. Welcome back, Roby.
Well, thanks, Kyle. What makes you think I'm not in Springdale?
You told me before we started this on-air conversation you were at your office. I assume that meant Little Rock, but I guess it could be in Springdale.
There you go.
Where are you?
I'm in Little Rock.
All right. Great. It's going to be one of those days. All right. Let's begin with a proposed tax in Fort Smith that would, for 9 months, raise money to benefit the under-construction U.S. Marshals Museum. Would this, if this happens, would this raise enough money to kind of finish the fundraising phase for the museum?
It would, but that's a big if. This 9 months only, one time, one penny sales tax is what is being discussed to raise money for the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith. It would bring in about $15 to $16 million, and they're a little under $17 million short of their goal for what they need for this. It's roughly a $50 million project. They've got a little over $35 million raised. So, yes, this would close the final gap for them and get them there so that they could get open in the near future. But I don't know what the public sentiment is. I don't think that comments on your social media page are necessarily a scientific poll, but there does seem to be a very loud opposition to this 9 month, one penny sales tax in Fort Smith. So I do think that if it gets referred to voters, there's going to be a challenge for the supporters of this to go out and make their pitch in what I think would be a March special election.
I can imagine that the pitch in favor of it is it's 9 months, then at sunset, how often do you get a sales tax where you have such a limited time frame? And it then pays for something that presumably will help bring revenue to the city?
I think that would be the argument for it there. Yeah, if you are willing to make a 9 month investment of a penny when you spend something in the city, and quite frankly, anybody coming through the city, then we close the deal on this. I'm just not sure that it was presented that way originally, that there would be some sort of request for public contribution in that respect, other
sure.
than just regular contributions to this. So it kind of came out of nowhere. This was a little bit of a surprise proposal that made its way to a planning agenda for a city board meeting is where we learned about it. And so I think maybe the element of surprise as well has maybe caught a few people off guard. And I think that there will be an element of opposition that's persuadable once you make some of the arguments on that. But we'll see where it goes. I think it'll be a highly controversial subject matter. The City Council in Fort Smith will debate it next Tuesday. So we'll find out if they refer it to voters then. I suspect that they might, but then the real campaign begins.
Well, when the museum, scheduled to open in 2019, does open, it will no doubt be touted by the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, but Kane Webb will not be doing that touting, will he?
He will not. Kane Webb, longtime newspaper guy that was tapped by Governor Asa Hutchinson after being on his staff for a little bit as the Parks and Tourism Director in 2015, announces on Thursday, or the governor announced for him, but this was a planned transition, that he is going to be leaving that post at Parks and Tourism, which is one of the great jobs in state government, by the way. And he's going to be taking on a position of the Director of Executive Communications at Walmart in Bentonville. So he's going to go from running state parks and being around all the tourism folks to hanging out with Doug McMillon, I suspect.
Well, yes.
Not a bad gig if you can get it. So.
That's right. Well, Kane Webb is going to Walmart. Walmart is also at the front end of the name for the Arkansas Music Pavilion, the Walmart Amp. You had a story in Talk Business and Politics this week that a few years in, the reputation for the venue is pretty good around the country.
It is. This was the cover story on our Northwest Arkansas Business Journal a little over a week ago, and just a great story by Paul Gatling, our editor, who is on with you frequently, and just, you know, talking about how the venue has really kind of exceeded expectations in just 5 years. I mean, there's been over 737,000 tickets, I think, 165 concerts and community events. There's been over $55 million in revenue that's been generated by the place. And quite frankly, it's just added to the quality of life in Northwest Arkansas, as you can imagine and probably attest to, Kyle. So I have a feeling you've been to a few concerts at the Amp.
I have indeed, and I'm just going to throw this out there into the universe. You know, tonight is the last night for the Bruce Springsteen Broadway run. Maybe the E Street Band can get together.
Maybe a little reunion. Maybe they can tie it in to a shareholders meeting or something.
No. Let's tie it into Roots Festival. There we go. Get them on this show. That's a pipe dream, of course.
I understand. So I think that's kind of a really cool business story about entertainment in the area and big entertainment. And yeah, I think that the Walmart Amp has definitely earned a very favorable reputation from what it sounds like in our reporting, that artists have had a good experience there and have asked to come back. And quite frankly, if you're doing that, you're doing your job.
There you go. Roby Brock is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these stories and many others around the clock at talkbusiness.net. Stay warm, Roby, and thanks for coming on.
You bet, Kyle.
Roughly 13 minutes after 12, we are in the final hours at 91.3 of our Season of Giving on-air fundraiser. Still a chance for you to call our phone volunteers, who I can see right across the hall from the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. You can reach them with your contribution of financial support, 800-522-5823. You can also pledge at any time at supportkuaf.com. In just a couple of minutes, Rhonda Dillard, Underwriting Director at KUAF, will play Santa Claus. It's the annual KUAF holiday giveaway. That begins in just a couple of minutes. Editorial independence, journalism that strives to connect our heads without losing sight of our hearts. Reporters who put events into context. These are hallmarks of public radio's approach to news and public affairs. Some of our listeners find these qualities important enough to support KUAF with contributions. If that's you, thank you very much. We are incredibly grateful for your generosity. If that's not you, you should be grateful as well, because listener support is KUAF's most important and reliable source of funding for our programming. In addition to your gratitude, add your own generosity to the mix right now. You pick the amount. You decide on which method you would like to make your contribution. You can call us with your contribution today. We've got, about 6 hours left in the on-air fundraiser. The number to call, 800-522-5823. You can give online at supportkuaf.com. I don't know where we are on our total right now. I do know about an hour and a half ago, we crossed the $40,000 threshold, looking for $50,000 raised during this fundraising week. 800-522-5823 or supportkuaf.com if you'd like to help us reach that goal. And thank you. As promised, here is Santa Claus, or at least the closest we want to get to Santa Claus today. Rhonda Dillard, Underwriting Director at 91.3. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
For the 59th consecutive year, we are doing the holiday giveaway.
I believe, actually, I think this is the 19th year.
Oh, I thought I was exaggerating, but I wasn't exaggerating that much.
Nope, you really were. It's been going on for a while.
Now, I know a lot of people listen to hear when the Roots Festival VIP tickets. We're not going to give those away just yet. That'll be later.
That is correct.
But let's give away some fun stuff right now. Community creative. No, let's start with Pack Rat Outdoor Center.
Okay. We've got Pack Rat, of course, wonderful underwriters to this public radio station, and they're located in Fayetteville, and they're environmentally responsible, and they do a lot of great things in the area. They're terrific folks. And this is a $100 gift certificate, and the winner, drum roll, which I always wish I had. I'm bringing a drum next time. Mm-hmm. The winner of that is John Pierce of Hope, Arkansas. John, congratulations.
Of Hope?
Hope, Arkansas. That's what it
All
says.
Right. All right, John. Congratulations.
Yeah, John. Congratulations.
All right, Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, a 2-year family membership. That means free admission anytime to the BGO and free admission to over the 300 gardens nationwide.
Yes.
So it's not just BGO. It's wherever you, almost anywhere you go. Okay. And then free or reduced admission to many of the events and classes at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. Moira Dolan of Prairie Grove has won that.
All right. For the Fayetteville Farmers Market, we have a $50 gift card and for food and for produce or craft items, and then another $50 gift card for actual farmers' merchandise, farmers' market merchandise.
Cool.
So, and they're in their winter market right now, which is at Ozark Natural Foods.
That's right.
So, and the winner of the gift certificates, the one I have is Lynn Welker of Fayetteville. Lynn, right. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
All right, we also have a gift certificate for one free eye exam with retinal imaging, plus $150 gift certificate toward frames or sunglasses or a bag of goodies from Uptown Eyes, worth $365.
Nice package.
All right. Lee Ray of Fayetteville, whose favorite show, by the way, is Morning Edition. Lee Ray has won that.
Congratulations, Lee.
All right. We've got more things to give away.
Oh, my gosh. A slew.
All right. Stay tuned, including the Roots VIP tickets that's coming up later on Ozarks at Large. Here's a list. Romance, comedy, anger, compassion, disgust, fear, valor, wonder, and peace. Those are the 9 emotions to be explored through dance tomorrow in Bentonville with Megha Rao. She is a professional dancer and teacher in Bentonville, and she's studied dance most of her life. She, in fact, earned her master's in dance. And tomorrow in Bentonville at Old High Middle School, she'll perform dance in the tradition
Bharatanatyam repertoire.
The performance, a presentation of the Rave Cultural Foundation, is tomorrow from 3 to 5:30. Yesterday, Megha Rao told us that to convey all 9 emotions, she'll use every muscle she has and then some.
It's every inch of her body that has been used, you know, like we do footwork, we do rhythmic movements, we do hand gestures, we have specific hand gestures for specific things, and we do face expressions, and we use eyebrows, eye movement, neck movement. So everything has been used, everything comes together to depict an emotion. And what the dancer does is tells the story, you know, behind it, like it's reading in between the lines. So it's narrating through dance, through emotions, through a story. So it's all put together as a package.
You're using a universal language.
Yes, yes, it is a universal language. Say, for example, you have to say, come here. You would do this. You do this. You'll say, come. Hey, come. So it's the same thing that we use in dance. So that's when I said, you know, though it's dance, I won't say people cannot understand because it's a universal language that we are using in dance. There are specific hastas like the mudras, hand gestures that one might not understand. But it combined with the expression, yes, everybody can understand.
When it's a one person
yes.
art form.
Yes.
I mean, everything's on you.
Yes.
You like that?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. I've been a solo performer throughout my life. Of course, I've done like hundreds of group shows, but I've been a solo performer my entire life. So it's fun to, you know, have a solo repertoire because it has its own advantage. So I can change anything on stage. I can, you know, modify anything according to the mood of the audience. I can change instantly. I get to I get to change my steps on stage. So that's the beauty of, you know, being a solo performer.
So is there some improvisation?
Of course. There will be improvisation throughout. It depends on what kind of audience you have. So there are times when I go on stage and I'm like, okay, these audience are bored. So let me not just do my regular hands. Let me try to bring in something else that might attract these audience. So it's never the same, especially being a solo performer. It's never the same. I cannot stick to what I practice.
It almost sounds like you have to have your mind, your brain going in two directions. Because
yes.
You've got to be calculating
yes.
while you're still dancing.
While you're still involved in the music. Yes, very much. Very much.
Do you think it's different if it is an audience that is, say, majority familiar with the art form as opposed to an audience that might be?
Yes, very much. See, with the majority of the audience are, you know, knowledgeable, like in terms of Bharatnatyam, they know it. So you are free to do anything that you want to do, and they can get it. They get it like this. So, but with audience who don't have knowledge of what I'm doing, I need to be very meticulous in what I do, because my ultimate goal is to make sure that they enjoy, that they understand, and take back something with them.
What compelled you? I mean, your master's is in dance, so you have enjoyed this art form for a long time. What speaks to you about it?
Dance is my life. I had initially, to be honest, I had not thought of it as a profession. It was just in me. It just, my mom has to force me into dancing. I remember that afternoon when she woke me up, my favorite nap, and she was like, get up, you have to get ready and go to class. I was like, no way. And that's the only day I remember, you know, not liking it. But once I went to the class and I saw all the students dancing, I just fell in love with it. I just fell in love with my teacher, perhaps. You know, that's what got me drowned into this art form. And eventually I figured, yes, this is my life and I don't want to get out of it.
What do you feel like at the end of a performance like this?
It's content, it's satisfaction, it's touching the heaven, and it's a bliss. It's a pure bliss. For me, dance is my God. Honestly, you know, it's not about how you pray. It's about how you live. And for me, I live through dance. So it's dance that is everything for me.
Megha Rao is a professional dancer and dance teacher in Bentonville. And tomorrow in Bentonville, she will present a solo performance at Old High Middle School from 3 to 5:30. You can learn more at the Rave Cultural Foundation Facebook page, and that's RA-VE, Rave Cultural Foundation. She visited us yesterday in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News studio.
Walton Arts Center's 10x10 Arts Series presents Hot Club of San Francisco's Cinema Vivant, Thursday, January 10th at 7 p.m. This evening of vintage silent films, accompanied by live gypsy swing, will feature the work of European stop-action filmmaker Ladislaw Starewitz. WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600 for tickets.
This is Ozarks at Large. Time for more winners. Rhonda Dillard, KUAF's underwriting director, is with me. We've given away a few items. Still more to go later, but we've got some to give away right now.
We do. And, of course, this is our annual KUAF and Friends holiday giveaway. These gifts all come from very generous KUAF underwriters, so we appreciate it. It's a win for us and for them and for the listeners, so it's a great way to give back to our listeners.
So we have a four-play package for the rest of the Theater Squared season. This is four evenings, so including tickets to the current production.
That is correct.
Christmas at Pemberley, the Jane Austen sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Then Every Brilliant Thing is also coming along. That'll have Emmy Award winner Liz Callaway in it. So the rest of the season.
Absolutely, yes. And the winner of that is Matt Gerner of Fayetteville.
All right, Matt.
So, Matt, congratulations. You will enjoy that. That will be a season of fun.
And that's one that you can ride out until spring.
Absolutely.
Flora is part of our package this year, too, right?
It is. Flora, Pam has been in the area for a very, very long time, Northwest Arkansas Floral Design Studio, and this is a $150 gift certificate. And the winner of that is Melanie D-E-V-E-R-N. Devere?
Devere? I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Melody?
Well, Melody, don't worry. Right. We've got you covered. She's from Prairie Grove, and her favorite show is This American Life. So thank you so much.
All right.
Congrats.
How about another Pack Rat gift certificate? This, like our last visit, is a $100 gift certificate you can use at Pack Rat.
Mm-hmm.
And that will go to Connor Cockrell of Fayetteville.
Congratulations, Connor.
His favorite show, 1A. Ooh, Falsettos is coming to Walton Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be Friday night, February 8th. It's a Tony Award-winning musical. It's around Marvin, right? His wife, lover, about to be bar mitzvahed son, their psychiatrist, and the lesbians next door. One of those crazy sort of madcap. Yes. It's a $100 value for these two tickets to Falsettos on the Friday night show, February 8th. And Marsha McSpeak has won that one.
Wow. Congratulations, Marsha. Enjoy the show.
Oh, and Marsha's favorite show is Ozarks at Large.
Oh.
Thank you, Marsha.
She gets a double star.
That's
today.
Right. That's right.
Double holiday star.
Now, Bank of Fayetteville is an underwriter.
Yes, they are.
What does a bank have for us?
Well, basketball tickets, of course.
There you go.
And a parking pass. Of course, Bank of Fayetteville has been serving the community for over 30 years. We have four Razorback basketball tickets, including a parking pass, to the December 22nd home game against Texas State here at Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville. This is a $100 value, and we thank Bank of Fayetteville very much for that. And the winner is Sarah Pollock of Springdale. So, Sarah, congratulations.
All right. You'll be going to Bud Walton Arena.
Yeah. And she said, fingers crossed, she really wants
to
go.
There you go. All right. We've got a few more items to give away. We'll do that in a few minutes, including the VIP tickets to the Roots Festival. So stay tuned. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley is on stage now through December 30th at Theater Squared. Set 2 years after the events of Pride and Prejudice, the Bennett sisters reunite at the Darcy home for the holidays in this sequel with period style and modern wit. Performances are Tuesday through Sunday. 443-5600 or theater2.org for tickets and more information.
The Rogers Historical Museum is once again open. Yesterday, a large crowd gathered inside the museum's new home in downtown to celebrate its grand reopening. Several speakers thanked those who had been part of the renovation and expansion project, which was finished on time and under budget. Kathleen Dickerson, chairwoman of the Museum Commission, praised Director John Burroughs and other staff members for their hard work.
Every staff member here has done anything and everything to get items across the street, items in place, dust bunnies chased, you name it, they've worked on it. And the staff, the volunteers, and John, all of you are to be commended for what you have done to give us our museum, because now the city of Rogers has a jewel in its crown.
Part of the $5.5 million expansion included the renovation of the old Haley Ford building. Part of the expense was covered by a grant from the Walton Family Foundation's Northwest Arkansas Design Excellence Program. The museum was one of three inaugural projects to be selected for the program and the first to be completed. Mayor Greg Hines says the museum's new home is a unique one.
Think about how special it is that we're here in this building today in a repurposed building that had such great meaning in the beginning of the Renaissance period of downtown Rogers, as opposed to walking into a newly constructed building a block away from here. While this would still be sitting vacant, I guarantee you, if we had not done this. So, like all good things that happened, we were slow and methodical. We waited until the porridge was right, and then we got busy.
The Rogers Historical Museum is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Admission is free.
It is Friday, December 14th, 2018, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now by Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, it's about time we get to do this.
I know.
We have to get rid of him once in a while.
It's fun to switch things up.
Yeah. So I have to get you up to speed.
Please do.
We have two categories for this time of year.
Uh-huh.
The ho-ho-hos.
And the no-no-nos.
And the no-no-nos. You've been paying attention.
I pay attention.
I'm so proud.
Thank you.
So we're going to start with the no-no-nos because it's one that you know well.
Okay.
In case people have missed it, the Rogers Historical Museum has reopened.
Yes.
Such a cool place. Among the things you will find that you don't expect are the nose of a train.
Yeah.
An engine.
Oh, no. I got to speak to the guy who built it.
Oh, cool. I wanted to talk to him, and I'm going to come circle back around to him.
Oh, I can help you with that.
And there's a little kitchen for little kids that they look like 1950s turquoise appliances that are metal, and they're not. They're wood. This guy's a genius. And all of the other stuff that you've grown to love at the Rogers Historical Museum, including the seat from Montanay, from Coin Harvey's
yes,
Montanay.
Yes, so glad that's still there.
And here's the really cool part. The building they're in is the old Haley Ford building, which was for many years the office of the Northwest Arkansas Morning News in Rogers. When they tore out all of the yuck, they found the terrazzo floor from 1940-whatever.
Uh-huh. It's pretty.
Gorgeous. Uh-huh. Art Deco, I think. I get the D's and the N's confused.
I'm not great.
It's beautiful. You have to go see it. They're open the regular hours that you remember, 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And it's all there for the seeing now. Go, go, go. Also, this is so cool. This weekend in Bentonville, there's a guy visiting an art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Happens a lot.
Sure.
This guy's name is Ron Campbell. He is an animator who did stuff for, like, the Beatles, but also for a whole bunch of things my daughter grew up with, like Rugrats. He's amazing. And he's going, the only place you can see his stuff or buy his stuff is where he is. He doesn't do that online thing.
Oh, so you have to go to the expo or whatever he's at.
So if you want to see him, he's going to be at a gallery called Fellow Human Gallery. It's on Central Avenue in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 8 today, noon to 6 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sunday. Everything's for sale. It's not cheap. I think the cheapest thing that Jocelyn Murphy, who talked to him, I think it started at several hundred dollars.
I mean, if you have a career that is that long and you've done all this stuff, you've probably earned the right to name your price.
And it was funny because the press release was all excited about the Beatles stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm going, Rugrats!
I know, right?
He did Rugrats!
I was excited about that, too, honestly.
You know. And then on Saturday, they're having an open house at Dog Patch.
Oh, okay.
You're too young to remember Dog Patch.
No, no. I am too young to remember, but have learned a lot about it since working here.
It's very cool. Okay, it was a theme park that I believe predates Silver Dollar City. If not, they might be contemporaneous.
It's close.
And it was based on a comic strip by Al Capp. Nobody remembers that. Nobody remembers comic strips.
I do.
And it was your basic Ozark Hillbillies concept. And it was really popular for many years. Well, it's been shut down for a long time. The current owner is trying to get it back on its feet to be something. We're not sure what. But he's doing what he calls a Riverwalk reunion. So at 11:30 Saturday, you can go for a park tour. And then Saturday night, and you know I'd be there if I could, at 7 o'clock they're doing a ghost hunt.
Oh, fun.
This is in Marble Falls Township up by Harrison. It's $5 per person or $10 per family for the daytime thing, $10 per person or $15 per couple for the ghost hunt. And you can find out more on Facebook. And now we're into the ho-ho-hos.
Okay, bring it.
I thought I would never say these words again.
Mm-hmm.
Best Christmas pageant ever.
It keeps seeming to sneak back into your life, doesn't it?
Into my life. They did Best Christmas Pageant Ever forever, something like 2+ decades at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. But when they had a change of management and kind of a change of focus, Best Christmas Pageant Ever went away.
Mm-hmm.
And weirdly, I mourned it. And Arkansas Public Theater in Rogers said, we see an opportunity here. Because the thing about Best Christmas Pageant Ever is you start out and you're a baby angel.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a year or two, you get to a speaking part.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another year, you get to be one of the Herdman kids, the worst kids in the history of the world, who are the most fun parts to play. So kids wait to do this. And now APT is going to do it in a 3-year rotation with some other things.
Okay.
So every third year, we get to have Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
In Rogers.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the first year, and Brenda Nemec is directing it. She said, you know, you have to pay some homage to the tradition, but you also have to make it an APT production. So it'll be interesting to see what they've done with it.
Okay.
It's at 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend, and tickets start at $22. And then you can go to the Art Center of the Ozarks, where they are doing a Christmas show. It's A Wonderful Life, but it's one of the radio theater productions.
Okay.
Which ought to be really fun. I'm not a huge fan of It's a Wonderful Life. It makes me more sad than it does happy.
That's fair.
But I think seeing it as radio theater would be really cool. This is the Northwest Arkansas Audio Theater Group. So you get to see all the sound effects and see all of that. But they still do the costumes that are appropriate for the show. And it's just a lot of fun. You only have two chances left, 7:30 today and tomorrow. And tickets are $10 for adults. And then there's a very Sona Christmas.
Yes, music.
Saturday night. Actually, Saturday and Saturday night. 2 and 7:30 on Saturday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Every Christmas song you ever loved, $32 and up. Christmas with the Arkansas Philharmonic, which is at 7 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $35 for adults. Every other Christmas song you ever loved. And on Sunday, The Snowman, a family concert with Sona, where they do the soundtrack to the Snowman movie.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about
that. One show only, 2 o'clock on Sunday, and tickets for that are $10.
So lots of options.
Both hoes and noes.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is the Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Rhonda Dillard, KUAF's Underwriting Director, is with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. We have about 8 more winners in the KUAF Holiday Giveaway from great underwriters at KUAF. You mentioned pizza.
$100 gift certificate from our friend Jeremy and his staff at Woodstone Craft Pizza and Beer. They have two locations. They have the Uptown location, and also they're in South Fayetteville, which is one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. We just love those guys and appreciate all they do for us. The winner of the $100 gift certificate to Woodstone is Glenda House. Glenda, congratulations. She's from Fayetteville, and her favorite show is This American Life.
There you go. We have a pair of $100 gift certificates from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. This works at 11, where you can eat. This works at the museum store. Handy this time of year.
Right.
So any number of ways you can use a gift certificate at Crystal Bridges.
That's right. And we do have two winners. So we have two $100 gift certificates, and one of those is going to Bradley McCulley. And Bradley's from Van Buren. Bradley, he says, I enjoy listening to early morning features on KUAF, and I plan to become a contributing member.
Thank you.
We will look forward to that, Bradley. Thank you. So Bradley has won one of those, and our second one goes to Christine Hilker, H-I-L-K-E-R.
Christine Hilker.
Hilker.
Oh, of Fayetteville, right?
It is indeed.
I know her.
Well,
yeah, she's a great friend of KUAF.
There you go. Congratulations.
Okay, so I mentioned beer. Ozark Beer Company offering a $100 gift card, a private tasting, and a brewery tour for up to 5 people. You'll be able to sample small batch and year-round beers in the downtown Rogers Tap Room. Ooh, and the fresh beer to go, including the Ozark Lager in cans.
Whoever's going to win is going to get 5 new friends instantly.
Yes.
Or 4 new friends.
Lisa Alt, you are the winner of the Ozark Beer Company package and her favorite show, Ozarks at Large. Community Creative Center?
You've got that, right?
Yes, I do. I do. Okay, I'll tell you that it's a gift certificate for ceramic work of art handcrafted by local artist Cindy Morley. Winter art classes and workshops, by the way, beginning in January 2019. Adult classes include figure drawing, pottery wheel, painting, and the popular date night ghost wheel. I don't know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
It does sound
fun. A date night ghost wheel. Anyway, Ashley Lester of Prairie Grove, you have the gift certificate to Community Creative Center. Thank you, Ashley, for participating. She's a member, and she loves Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
So now we do have a little package of tickets. And these tickets are for the 2019 Fayetteville Gumbo Cook-Off, also Ales and Tales, plus 2 tickets to the Fayetteville Foam Fest, which will be in May of 2019.
This is a great package because I always wait to the last minute to get these, and they come up on you, so you're just going to have them already.
Yeah, and it'll be great fun. The winner of that is Eric Bowles of Fayetteville. Eric, congratulations.
Yeah. We have one more Pack Rat Outdoor Center gift certificate. This is a $100 gift certificate that allows you to shop around Pack Rat in Fayetteville. Cassandra Hamaker, probably Hamaker, Cassandra of Bentonville, fantastic.
I believe that is everything but the Roots.
Roots Festival VIP tickets. Now, the Roots tickets have already gone on sale, but these are two VIP tickets. So this is like almost everything. This is the food. This is the Thursday night party. This is the main stage.
Amazing gift, and thanks so much for the Roots Festival for contributing to our giveaway. And the winner of
Randomly picked by the computer.
Randomly picked by the computer for the 2019 Roots Festival is Christina Karnetz.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Did Christina, gee whiz, did she put down her favorite show?
Ozarks at Large.
Okay, all right.
See, there you go. It's on the computer sheet.
And we joke about that, and because she used to work here.
She did, indeed.
But it was randomly picked by the computer.
Yes, they always are. Yes. And now she's a part of the Mount Sequoia Center and doing a great job in development up there. So, Christina, Sam, congratulations.
All right. Hey, Rhonda, we're going to do this again next year?
We are, indeed. And I just want to take a moment to thank all of our underwriters who have very generously donated these gifts. Again, it's part of the season of giving, you know, a great time for you to support your public radio station, and also thank the underwriters that do support KUAF through their underwriting efforts. So we appreciate all of you.
All right. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that.
Ditto.
The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra presents Christmas with the APO, December 15th at 7 p.m. and December 16th at 3 p.m. at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. With the Arkansas Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, the production offers holiday favorites, including Ellington's Nutcracker and a reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. ArkansasPhilharmonic.org for tickets.
During this on-air fundraising week, we've been offering you a chance to make a contribution of $250 or more and receive a limited edition of the KUAF Live 2018 CD. 13 original performances recorded at the Furman Garner Performance Studio, many of them exclusively for Ozarks at Large. Well, we have more music recorded especially for KUAF right now. Earlier this week, Austin-based singer-songwriters Tyler Jordan and Paige Renee Berry stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to sit down with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.
This song's called Strange Lover.
So how long have you been doing the songwriting music thing, Paige?
Well, I've been singing, you know, kind of forever. So growing up, I have a lot of vocal performance experience, but I would say I dipped my toes into songwriting early college and was kind of writing songs with a friend. I would hand over the lyrics and melody to him, and he would play guitar with me. But I always felt really bummed that I couldn't accompany myself, but I felt really intimidated by that. So after I went to Kerrville, sorry, this is a long-winded answer, but I went to Kerrville with Tyler and felt so inspired by that community, Kerrville Folk Festival. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, I think that if I could just come back next year with one song to share at the Song Circle, maybe it's a cover, then I'll feel happy. So that's when I started learning guitar and playing guitar. And the next year, I actually came back with two original songs, and they sort of all came pretty quickly after that. I have a handful of songs now.
So how and why did you two start performing together?
Well, Paige and I are dating. We are partners.
Right.
And so when we started seeing each other, Paige was not, you know, not necessarily a songwriter or not like an active, I feel like, songwriter. And then all of a sudden, you know, turned into just a powerhouse songwriter, which was somewhat nerve-wracking because, like, I didn't start dating, you know, a songwriter. And then I was like, uh-oh, these songs could be bad. I don't know what's going to happen. And but they turned out to be really good, so much so that, yeah, I was just like, man, I want to play guitar and sing on these. So, yeah, we've been doing that for maybe a year or so, maybe a little more.
It was just us. The setup was the two of us, kind of like it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently we've put together a full band back in Austin, and that's been a thing for
just like 6 months.
Yeah, just a few months, but I love it.
Yeah,
they're awesome people. And
hopefully we can come back with them sometime.
That would be really
that'd
sweet.
Be great. Well, do y'all want to play another song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
What are you going to do?
This song is called Warmest Blue, and it's actually one of those first two original songs I was talking about that I took out to Kerrville.
The truth of me wasn't true enough. And maybe I didn't need your love, but I was running toward you. You saw me from up above. I watched your mouth and I beat running toward you. I was running toward you. I was running toward you. Thank you. I was running toward her. I was running toward her. I was running
So y'all are on kind of a round and about tour right now.
That's right.
The Long Way Home Tour.
The Long Way Home Tour. I named this tour because I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, and honestly, it sort of developed logistically. There was a wedding of a dear friend in New Orleans, and then also we wanted to visit my parents back in Knoxville for the holidays. So we were like, well, let's do a tour.
Yeah.
And it's my first tour, and Tyler's not first tour.
Yeah, last time, Fayetteville was like our second to last stop on our way home, but mm-hmm. this is really the first time that I've gone further east mm-hmm. than Fayetteville, really. So I'm excited about that. We normally tour west in my band.
Yeah. Well, and all the shows you've had up to this point have been kind of house shows?
That's right. We've been doing a lot of house shows. I think for duo acts or like stripped-down acts that don't necessarily fit like squarely in like Americana singer-songwriter territory, I really think that's the way to tour in that capacity. The crowds are better. You know, we end up making a little bit more money than we do at venue shows. And our music's kind of hard to place. It's like mm-hmm. sometimes it fits within like rock and roll when we play with bands, but when we don't, right. it's just kind of hard to find a home for it.
So. I feel like too with house shows, everyone for the most part is really present and has really come there to, you know, experience the music as opposed to it being in the background.
Right.
And we meet a lot of really kind people that way.
Yeah.
Some good connections.
Well, do y'all want to play another one?
This is a song from the upcoming record, but I haven't stopped on a name yet. I'm not sure what it's going to be called, but... Okay. It is a song about capitalism and about how that makes me feel. And yeah. Body could be better used instead of working all day long for someone else's dream to come, strip the value right out of my bones. Wish that I was 21, somewhere swimming in the sun. Watch me floating where you last, I am free. I think there must be more to life than this. Building profit for someone with no say in it when I'm done. The more I stare, the more it don't make sense. I wish that I was 21, somewhere swimming in the sun.
watch me floating weightless, I am free. Something's coming up under the surface. Keep on treating me like I'm worthless. I would watch you drown. I would watch you drown. Something's coming up under the surface. Keep on treating me like I'm worthless. I would watch you drown. I would watch you drown.
Austin-based songwriters Paige, Renee Berry, and Tyler Jordan speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis earlier this week. Contributors to this Friday edition of Ozarks at Large included Antoinette Grajeda and Timothy Dennis. Timothy also mastered our show today. Thanks to Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics for his visit, as well as Becca Martin Brown with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Big thanks to the underwriters and Rhonda Dillard for the KUAF holiday giveaway, and especially thanks to all of you who have contributed so far to the Season of Giving fundraiser at KUAF. If you haven't yet, we still have phone volunteers for a few more hours here at 800-522-5823. You can always pledge online at supportkuaf.com. A listener-supported service of the School of Journalism and Strategic Media at the University of Arkansas. This is 91.3 KUAF, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, and Tyler Benn. Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm so pleased that you spent part of your Friday with us. Don't forget, you can always listen to us again or individual stories or interviews that you may have missed at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. Finally, we'll be back Sunday morning at 9 with Weekend Ozarks at Large, and then a brand new week of daily shows Monday through Friday next week at noon and 7 p.m. Have yourself a very warm, safe, and enjoyable rest of your Friday.